Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster after a couple games from this past week. Coach, starting off with you guys' 55-47 victory over Axel in a non-league game from this past Friday. Your thoughts on the win?
Yeah, I thought, you know, we kind of started it off the first half not playing real great, just not, you know, we kind of settled for a bunch of bad shots in the first half, and, you know, I thought we got out-rebounded on the offensive glass. We weren't running through offense very well, and we missed some bunnies early on, and we went to the locker room only down 23-20, and I kind of told the boys that somehow we've been playing really not good basketball out here. We find ourselves only down by three, so if you guys can kind of pick it up and come out and do what you need to do in the second half, I think we're going to be fine. And, you know, I think we came out in the second half and really shut us down defensively. I think they ended up scoring 4 points or 4 or 5 points in the third quarter, and I think we got some things going offensively. Like I said, Percy Duncan kind of quit settling for shooting outside shots and started taking it to the basket, and I think he scored 19 of his 21 points in the second half. We didn't do a great job, you know, closing out the game. I think might have been 1 for 9 on free throws there at the end. We shot free throws really poorly at the end of the game to put it away, but, you know, we kind of kept getting back on defense and doing a good job defensively and getting, you know, key stops down the stretch. So I'm really proud of the way our kids played the second half of basketball there.
And talking about your guys' ability to turn them over, how do you feel like you guys did on the turnover battle?
You know, we're not a team that really gets out in the passing lanes and tries to get balls. I've noticed against non-Big 7 opponents, we do a lot better job getting some balls out in transition and getting some easy baskets. And then when we play our Big 7 league, we don't get those same baskets. We don't get out in front near as easily, and I think that's because, you know, they have big, strong guards that take care of the basketball.
And then you guys followed that up with a really tough loss to Sabetha, 74-33. I mean, Coach, you know how good this Sabetha team is. They're number one in the state for a reason. They're top of the Big 7. But your overall thoughts on that game?
They're a really tough matchup for probably about anyone. I mean, they've got guys that can, you know, move off the screens and knock down jump shots. They can kick out and knock down every open three. If they don't want to shoot outside, they can kind of dump it down inside and score some easy baskets. I thought if they did all those things really well last night. I thought our big guys could have done a little bit better fighting around their post players. They got the ball in deep, and once they get the ball in that deep, Roki and McAfee can just turn and put the ball in the basket. It's not that hard. So I didn't like the way that our post, you know, we had some younger freshman boys down there playing and fighting with those big guys, but I thought we could have done a better job fighting over. And, you know, our last two Big 7 games against Royal Valley and Sabetha, we just haven't ran any offense. We've been settling for trying to take somebody off the dribble one-on-one. We've settled for some step back.
You know, last question for you, Coach. You guys now take on the Jefferson West team on the road. They'll be right here on KNZA. Your thoughts about Jeff West and the way they've been able to operate their stuff going on this season?
Yeah, I mean, when I watch Jeff West, they have some good games, they have some bad games. The one thing that they play hard and they're confident, even if they're not shooting the ball well from the outside, it doesn't seem like it hurts their confidence. They continue to step up and try their best. That they're kind of like a team like us that, you know, we need, you know, wins give us motivation, and both teams, us and Jeff West, we need wins to keep, you know, morale high at practice and keep, you know, give us a reason to play week in and week out. So, you know, their coach is doing a great job with them, spreading them out, attacking the basket, kicking the open shooters, and their shooters are confident. So that was really what got us the first time around. I think they hit 10 three-pointers on us, so we're planning on hopefully defending the three ball a little bit better this time.
All right, Coach, best of luck in that one. Should be an interesting matchup for you guys. And, again, it'll be right here on KNZA. Thanks for your time, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
That was Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentists.